Brady Creek, Greenbrier, Old Lusty, Cobman Creek. Right down here they call the Queen Branch.
What would you call anything smaller than a stream? If it wasn't as big as a stream, what would you call it?
Well, them was in little valleys where springs here. You see, you have two mountains like coming together. This way of water running out from under the chin, you dig a hole there and you have a cool spring of water there.
Is there anything smaller than a spring? What would these streams run into?
They run in, seep in the ground or under the ground or go to a creek somewhere.
They would flow into a creek?
That's right. It flows to low places, you know. Someplace the ground sucks it up. You know the ground is hollow in places. Water get out of your sight and you can't see, but it's still running up here.
If it was bigger than a creek, what would you call it?
But they call it won't be big enough
creek.
But they call these places branches. Streams runs into the creek.
Have you ever heard of a kind of a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide? You know what I'm talking about, down on the seashore, a little kind of a place that goes into the land and the water will flow in when the tide's high and it'll flow out when it's low.
That's right. Well, you see, these places, like the main creek here, fills up. Mm-hmm. Well, these little stream backs up. Mm-hmm. And as the main stream run down, these in places run down, they drain back into the main stream. Mm-hmm. You see, long as that place is loaded down, the swamp is loaded, these branch places are loaded. Water's backed all out to the edge of your field. Some places running out in the field. But if the creek falls, these streams, this land, empty everything it got back into the creek.
Mm-hmm. Talking about streams, what would you call when the stream's running, it might cut out kind of a narrow valley, you know, in the woods or the fields? What would you call that?
Call it a gully. Mm-hmm. Some folks call it a wash. If the water cut through your field, you see water break over and tear holes in it and put the gutters and washes all in your land.
Well, would there be any difference in a place that's been cut out by a stream and a place that's been cut out by a heavy rainfall? What would you call a place cut out by heavy rain?
You see, the water makes its own way.
You still call it a gully?
That's right, call it a gully. Well, you see the ditches you call them ditches, but just where this water make these streams, you call them gullies.
What would you call, we're talking about the land, what would you call kind of a small rise in the land?
Well, I'd call it a little hillside in the land. You see, around the land is low and up here here's a little rise in it. They call that a little hillside in the field.
Is there anything smaller than a hill? What about something that would really be big? Bigger?
Big hill. Well, they call that Big Hill. There's a place between here and Bright Hill they call Big Hill. You can get on the road and see it from the road.
And what about up in Tennessee, some parts, these big things?
They call them mountains. Rocky Mountains.
You ever seen those?
I've been through there. That's what I was telling you. I see pastors made out of rocks. Now, up in Chattanooga, Memphis, Tennessee, is a rocky mountain. I traveled through there. These mountains through there are so high. The house tops up there, this look like they ain't no more than that. Well, I wouldn't want to live up there, would you?
I don't like that.